Plot or not? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The alleged Al-Qaeda plot to disrupt the November election still dominates the headlines. There's one report today that the Bush administration, with the help of Pakistan and Britain, undercut the plot with the arrests of suspects in both those countries. You have Senator Joe Biden of Delaware saying he isn't convinced there was a plot, but then you have Time magazine reporting that Al-Qaeda discussed packing explosives into a limousine as a way to get closer to the Prudential building, and the report that sightseeing helicopters might be used, or even speedboats and divers, all of which sounds pretty detailed for a non-plot. But at the same time, this is one of those cases where the more details you get, the less you actually know, because the message in all these details is they could do anything. If it flies, if it swims, if it drives, it could be Al-Qaeda. Plus, the confiscated computer disks describing the targets were written in excellent English, raising the possibility that in addition to commandeering every possible mode of transportation, Al-Qaeda may have commandeered American cultural attributes, allowing them to walk among us undetected so they can be in the air, under the sea, behind the wheel, or even on foot. But the Department of Homeland Security has a way to keep us prepared while diffusing some of the fear. According to USA Today, the department is planning an ad campaign aimed at young children and built around a new Homeland Security mascot, a friendly American Shepherd dog. There'll be a contest to name him. I'd suggest Checkpoint, the Wonder Dog. He teaches the kids how the magnetic wand is your friend and how much fun it is to empty your pockets. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.